Okay, so the bracha we're up to is the ninth bracha. Ninth bracha of Shemini Esrei, Baruch Aleinu. This is the bracha where we ask for Hatzlacha and Parnasa, and in general, a year of prosperity. So we start, Baruch Aleinu. Hashem Elokeinu es Hashana Hazois. So Baruch Aleinu is a strange lashon. It means to bless. Aleinu literally means what? On us. It's a very strange lashon. The Mefarshim and the Tefillah say, I saw in the Oitzer HaTefillah Siddur in the Pirish Iyun Tefillah, he says, Halashon hazeh loy matzasi loy chaver. I never found any other place where it says like that. To bless upon us, Baruch Aleinu. But the point is, the Mefarshim say, Pirushai Baruch Lanu lemaneinu. That it means bless for us. Bless on our behalf for us as Hashem Elokeinu, as Hashanah Hazois this year, as Kol Minei Sevuasa and all its kinds of crops, L'Toiva for the good, L'Toiva that everything should be for the best. We make sure when we ask for Parnasa, when we ask for prosperity, that everything should be for the best, that everything should be ultimately good for us. Not everything that we get, believe it or not, is good for us. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the second parak that says, Mar ben achasim, mar ben daigo. Sometimes when you have more money, so it brings more worries. Sometimes when you have more money, it brings yishuv adas. So we ask Hashem that He should give us parnasa l'toiva in a way that's ultimately best for us. And it's interesting that that's such an important theme when it comes to parnasa, that it should be for the good. The bracha of Baruch Aleinu is the ninth bracha in Shemini Esrei. You find many times that each bracha that we say is that number bracha for a specific reason. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Taf Nun Hei, tells us something very fascinating, that if a person has a dream, and in the dream he sees the letter Tes, Araya Tes B'chaloimai, sometimes you see that in a dream. So the Gemara says, Simen Yafe Lo, it's a good Simen. Why is it a Simen Yafe, a good Simen, if you see a Tes in a dream? Because Hashem is sending you a message that Tes, that things are going to be tight, things are going to be good. So you see from this Gemara that the letter Tes, even though you could think of many words that start with Tes, but the letter Tes represents Toiv. The Gemara says, according to Rashi's Pshat, that the Vard is because the first time that you see the Tes in the Torah is in the first few Pesukim, it says, Vayara Lakim, Esa'ar Vehine Toiv Ma'ir. So once it's the first time mentioned, so Tes represents Toiv. So Tes, the ninth bracha, which is the number Tes, it's very appropriate that that's the bracha of Parnasa, where we're asking that Hashem should give us prosperity, l'toiva, that it should be toiv, it should be only for the good. We're not asking for any riches if it's going to cause our downfall in ruchnius, or if it's going to cause us problems in yishuv adas throughout our life. We're asking that Hashem should give us money, Hashem should give us good Parnasa, l'toiva, in a way that's very good. It's interesting to note also that we say es hashana hazois, this year. Why when we daven, do we daven for this year? But we daven every day. We should say Hashem should make today full of parnasa, Hashem should make this week, this season. Why do we mention a year? Very good. Yeah, see, I think the pshat is pashit that l'chayra when we talk about parnasa. So what's a period of time when it talks about parnasa? A period of time is 1 year, because the Gemara in Beitza Daf Tazayin Amar Aleph teaches us kol mezaynos of shel adam ketzuvin lo yimei Rosh Hashanah. All the mezaynos Hashem determines all the food and sustenance that a person is going to get for each year. Mei Rosh Hashanah. So it's determined on an annual basis. Every year Hashem decides what we're going to get. Except the Gemara says what the expenses for mitzvahs, Shabbos and Yontif, but everything else is cuts of Mei Rosh Hashanah. So what's one tkufa, one period of time when it comes to parnasa? That's 1 year. Even so, a person has to daven every single day, because as we know, it's subject to change. The gzar din that we get on Rosh Hashanah, if a person does averus, Hashem could take it away from him. If he has extra tzchuyos, Hashem could give him more. So we daven for it every single day, but we mention the period of time called the shana, a year, because that's really when the gzar din of our parnasa comes, once a year. In addition, I'm saying why we daven every day is not just because it's subject to change. There's a famous memory of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov says that Hashem decides how much pleasure a person is going to enjoy from his possessions. Hashem decides that every single day. So even though it's Katzim Rosh Hashanah, how much money you'll have, could have two people with the same amount of income, but one person is going to enjoy it and have pleasure from his parnasa, and other people won't. So we have to daven every day, first of all, that our schuyos should add to the parnasa, and our averus shouldn't take away, in addition to how much we're going to enjoy the parnasa. But we mention Shana because Shana is a period of time when it comes to parnasa. One more insight I would say about mentioning the Shana is is that it could be that we're not just asking that Hashem should support us today and we should not go hungry today. There's such a thing called financial security. A person wants that he should know where tomorrow's meal is coming from. We're not on the madrega of the Oichle Aman that we don't know where the next meal is going to come from, but we have bitachon, everything is going to be okay. We're asking Hashem, as Hashana Hazois, we should have parnasa for a full year. That when you know that you have parnasa for a year, that gives a person a yishav adas, a certain security that he knows that he's taken care of. And I get this from a Mishnah in Peya. It's interesting to point out. The Mishnah in Peya says, at the very end of Peya, Perechas, Mishnah Ches, it says a very important thing, Misha Yesh Loi Masayim Zuz, whoever has 200 Zuz in his bank account, Lo Yito Leket Shichu Peya Maiserani, all the Matnes Aniyim that a person is entitled and eligible to get, if he's a poor person in Klal Yisrael, he's not allowed to get it if he has Masayim Zuz. That means from when is he eligible? If he has 199 Zuz and less. I once heard a great remez to it. The word tzedakah is with gematria 199. The kuf and the tzadi is 190, and the dalet and hey. So when is a yid eligible to get the tzedakah, these manas aniyim, which is really types of tzedakah? If he's tzedakah or less, if he's 199 zuz or less. But if you have 200 zuz, then you're not eligible. Why 200 zuz? So the Baal Tanura says there in the Mishnayis, and it's from Rishayim really, that 200 zuz in those days covers the basic expenses for a person for a year. So therefore, if you have that your expenses covered for a year, you're not considered a poverty-stricken person. You have it for a year. It doesn't say if you know where your next meal is coming from. You have to have Masayim Zuz. You see, the Torah's standard for financial security is that you have something that Bederach HaTeva should last for a year. So it could be that's a pshat over here. When we say, Hashana Hazayis, this year, we mean to say that Hashem should send us Parnasa, not just for today, but we should have that aspect of security that we have, Lashana Hazayis, so we shouldn't be considered Aniyim.
Yeah. Nowadays, if you don't have, let's say, $50,000 in bank?
I think a person can manage on less than $50,000 with the basic expenses of food and clothing for a year.
Like, people make money daily, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't have, sitting in the bank, $50,000, therefore
you're... No, I don't know exactly what the parallel of Masayim Zuz is. It's probably a lot less than $50,000. The idea is that when a person has the money, if you divide that into many different parts and you see how much a person needs each day, if I have enough for today and tomorrow, I can't say I'm not an ani because I have enough for today and tomorrow. It goes by a year. So it could be that's just a reason that we mentioned Shana.
Some people don't have more than $1,000 in the bank and make it daily. And then they spend.
Okay. Ainachanami. That's a shayla nuchas peyah. We're not going to get into that now. But the idea of Shana Hazayis is because you see by Chazal that it is important for a person's own yishuv adas to have that money that's there for the Shana. Okay, Al Kapanim, that's just a mention of Shana Hazayis. L'maisa, what we're asking is for Hatzlacha in Parnasa. And then we say, Vesein. Hashem should give, and it depends now what time of year we're holding. In the summer months, we say, V'sein b'racha apnei adama. Hashem should give blessing, should give bracha on the face of the earth. That starts from when? Chol Hamoed Pesach. From Chol Hamoed Pesach, when we start davening Shemayna Esri Chol Hamoed, we say, V'sein b'racha. That goes throughout the summer. What about in the winter? In the winter, we want to ask for rain. So in the winter, we say, V'sein tal umata livracha, Hashem should give dew and rain for bracha, al panei adama. When does that start? In Eretz Yisrael, that starts on the seventh day of Cheshvan, Zayin Cheshvan. It's a Mishnah in Tainis Daf Yud. That is the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, that we start in Zayin Cheshvan, and that's how we paskin. And in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't depend on that Cheshvan of Zayin Cheshvan. We start saying V'sein Talumata Levracha on December 4th. December 4th at night, Ma'ariv, after the full day of December 4th at Ma'ariv, we start saying V'sein Talumata Levracha on a leap year, meaning a Goyish leap year when there's a February 29th. So then we start the following day, December 5th at night, and we're not going to get into the calculations now why it goes like that. Basically, it's the 60th day of Tzkufas Tishrei in the country. Lamaisa, that's what it is in America. We start on December 4th, or if it's a leap year, December 5th. But in Eretz Yisrael, Chazal feel that we need the rain earlier, and therefore we do it already Zayin Cheshvan in the beginning of the fall season. And we say that Hashem should give dew and rain livracha. Very interesting. Tal, really, dew falls all year round. It's not just in the winter. But there is a concept called tal livracha. The Gemara in Tainis Daf Gimel tells us that sometimes tal is not just regular dew, it's tal livracha. Rashi says there, shiatzmiach shum tzemach, it helps things to grow. So we're asking Hashem, this is possibly the pshat here when we mention about tal livracha, that we're asking Hashem that the dew that falls should be livracha. In addition to that, rain, which always helps things to grow, but there's different times that it rains and different places that it rains. We ask that the rain should fall, v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam, the rain should fall in the best way for us, in the right place and the right time, in order that the dew and the rain should be levracha, should help all our crops to grow. Okay, and we say that where should the rain and dew fall, or where should the bracha rest itself? Al panei ha'adama, on the face of the earth. Which is mashma that we're not just asking for our own little community, our own little country, our own little whatever part of the world that we're in. We're asking al panei ha'adama, on the face of the earth, which is mashma that we're worried about other yidden as well, not just ourselves. Hashem should bring hatzlacha and prosperity in the crops of everybody, al panei ha'adama. And the next words are, v'sabe'enu mituvecha. That means that Hashem should fill us. Saveya means to be full and satisfied. Hashem should satisfy us mituvecha, from your good. That's v'sabeinu mituvecha. Very important. We're asking for parnasa. This is one of the most common things in parnasa, that even though a person has a lot of money, but what do Chazal say? Mi sheyesh lo mana, writes a Masayim. He wants more. And Masayim is not going to make him happy when he has Masayim, so he wants four. So v'sabeinu is the mashmas that Hashem should satisfy us. We ask Hashem for that siyata d'shmaya to help us feel happy with our Gashmias that we have. There's a member of the Vilna Gaon. I don't remember ever seeing it inside, but I've heard it in his name, that the Vilna Gaon says that Gashmias is like salt water. If you're drinking something because you're thirsty, if you drink salt water, it's not exactly going to quench your thirst. The more you drink it, the thirstier you get. Salt water makes you thirsty. So Gashmias also, the more, everyone wants a lot of Gashmias, but the more you have, Mishayesh Laimana writes a Messiah. So you actually get thirstier. So we dive into Hashem that we should go against that nature, and we should be V'sabeinu mituvecha, that the good that you give us should actually satiate us and make us full and satisfied. Lamai said, there is another girsa over here. In Nusach Svar, they say from Arizal, V'sabeinu mituva, from its good, and not mituvecha. And the Vilna Gaon says that that's the correct girsa. V'sabeinu mituva, from its good. Now what does that mean, from its good? And the our girsa that we have in the Nusach Ashkenaz follows the Rosh and the Arzarua and many of the Ashkenazic Rishonim, that they say you should say V'sabeinu mituvecha. You should fill us from your good. The Rosh and the Tshuva and Klal Dalid, Simen Chav, Klal Dalet means like Simen Dalet in the Tshuva Sarash and Ois Chaf in that Tshuva. He says that you should say V'sabeinu mituvecha and not V'sabeinu mituva, because we're asking that Hashem should fill us from His good, mituvecha, from your good, not from the good of the year, mituva, from its good. But so why does the Gaon say that you should say V'sabeinu mituva? But the Mefarshim already explained that the Gaon understands V'sabeinu mituva does not mean from the good of the year. V'sabeinu mituva means from the good of Eretz Yisrael. And this I would explain based on how the Gaon understands al panei ha'adama. We say v'sein baracha or v'sein talu matar levracha al panei ha'adama. We teach it that it means on the face of the earth, right, all over the world. There's a Gaon in Bereishis and Aderes Eliyahu in Parshas Bereishis in Perek Dalid Pasuk Yud Dalid. It says there a lashon of panei ha'adama. And the Gaon says that when we say the word panei ha'adama, the face of the world, we're actually referring to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the most chashuva part of this world, just like the face of the person is gavaya, it's the highest part of his body. So Eretz Yisrael is gavaya mikala aratzais, it's considered the highest part of every land. And when we say panei ha'adama, the face of the land, we actually mean Eretz Yisrael. So in essence, what we're davening for, according to the Gaon, is that Hashem should give bracha and talumata levracha al panei ha'adama, not just in our country, but we think about the yidden in Eretz Yisrael as well. Al panei ha'adama. Based on that, the Gaon says v'sabeinu mituva, and you should fill us mituva, from its good, just like we say in Ala Michya, v'nispa mituva, right? And when we go back to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem should fill us from the good of Eretz Yisrael. So that's really in essence what we're saying over here. V'sabeinu mituva, Hashem should eventually satiate us and satisfy us from the good of Eretz Yisrael. Again, according to our Girsa Nusach Ashkenaz, most of the Siddurim say v'sabeinu mituvecha, from the good of Hashem. Then you could say al panei ha'adama kepshuta, means on the face of the earth. But according to the Gaon's Nusach and the Nusach Sfar, that they say v'sabeinu mituva, so the pshat would be that al panei ha'adama is a reference to Eretz Yisrael, and then v'sabeinu mituva, we're asking a tefillah that Hashem should fill us from the good of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, then the bracha ends off. Uvorech shenaseinu kashanim ha'tayvois, Hashem should bless our year, kashanim ha'tayvois, like the good years. There's all different types of years, like the best years. That's the one that we want this year to emulate. Baruch ata Hashem, we have the chasim of the bracha, mevorech hashanim, which is that Hashem is the one who blesses all the years.